I mean, we're just excited about it. And we do. We want everybody to feel like it's family. Bernie and I were joking. We probably know 3/4 of the staff. I know them all by name because I've been doing their payroll and they don't even know it. I can tell them how old they are and I don't want to freak them out. But I mean, so it's the fabric of what we want. And you're right. I mean, you know, the mom and pops. Yeah, that's what started it.
Welcome to season 7 of Bridge the Gap, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. Powered by sponsors AccuShield, Align, NICMAP Vision, ProCare HR, Sage, Hamilton Captel, ServiceMaster, The Bridge Group Construction, and Salinity, and produced by Salinity Marketing.
Welcome to Bridge Gap Podcast, the Senior Living Podcast with Josh and Lucas here in Dallas, Texas, Spring Nick 2024. We got a great friend, guest, and BTG ambassador, Austin Steele. Welcome to the show.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Awesome to have you on. We've known Austin for a number of years. It's been fun to watch your journey, pun intended, because you're on a brand new journey with a brand new company called Journey. So give us the origin story. You've had a great career working for some really good companies.
Yeah.
And now you've decided to step out on your own and take this big risk and dream on this journey.
Yeah. No, man, it's super exciting time. A little bit scary too, but was asked by a guy that I've known for a while. He was actually a colleague and a boss of mine, but Bernie McGinnis. And he kind of came to me and said, hey, I'm going to start this thing. You want to be a care team member? You want to be a part of this? Like, that kind of developed over the summer, and there was some opportunities that we were working on. And I said, yeah, let's do it. Like, I'm in. We actually officially just kicked off recently on March 1st was our first acquisition. But we've been working on it for a while, quite a bit over the summer and kind of into the winter. But yeah, so that's just kind of how it started. And both of us care, really have a lot of passion for caring for seniors and doing it the right way and providing the right care. It really made sense. I mean, as far as why to do something like this, opposed to go find just their normal job.
I guess. So vision of what you guys hope to do. And then I guess the second part is like, why now? You guys have such exciting careers already. And like, why is the timing right for what Journey's doing?
We want to change the world one heart at a time. And we've got that on our wall. We believe that. We believe that, you know, care is done at the bedside. It's one resident at a time, one interaction at a time. As a big, large operator, you're only as good as your worst, you know, care team member. Now is the time. We think that there's a lot of, you know, transactions that are kind of happening in the market. There's some people that thought that they could go in and do something, and it's a little harder than what a lot of people think. Like, it takes time, and we're excited about the different opportunities, and it really just comes down to what we might end up landing. And you say no more than yes, which I've never been a part of that. So it's something new and exciting just to be a part of.
Yeah, what a worthy mission. And I don't want to like get too in the weeds here, but you said something that I think is super just valuable. And I can't rephrase it exactly how you said it, but you said basically you want to do this one heart at a time, one resident at a time, one member at a time, but that you're only as a large operator, you're only as strong as like your weakest link, basically like that caregiver. So that hit me like, but from a blocking, tackling, how do you change that? I mean, what is your vision for how you help the recruit and that you help the team members realize how valuable they are? Because that's what I heard there is the value of that person providing that care to that one resident. If that isn't right, nothing else is right. So, I mean, how do you even start on a mission to change that?
And you're exactly right, because it is trying to make sure that everybody feels like they are a part of something, that they are a part of the mission. We want them to feel a part of that. We really believe that, you know, if you break it down, a happy employee gives better care.
Sure.
You know, and so in order for us as the employer, what can we do? You know, we want to be passionate about caring for our residents as well as our employees. And we really put that at the center for us. You know, so our care team members, we don't actually call them employees. We call them care team members because we think that's really what they are. We want to go in and change things. We're going to go to a weekly pay. You know, the building that we were taking over, they didn't have weekly pay. As an operator, it's harder to do. Like, it's a cash flow thing, you know, but we believe that's the right thing to do. They have access to their cash a day after they work, affordable health insurance benefits, we have a program that we're putting together. It's called the Journey Advantage, where, you know, we're looking at, you know, some housing discounts, maybe some discounts at a large, you know, grocery chain that we've been able to negotiate, and just trying to go out and say, like, what are just the little things that might, you know, happen? I mean, we're looking at, you know, giving every care team member potentially cell phones.
Wow.
With unlimited talk, text, and data. I mean, just different things that we're looking at and trying to figure out, like, what are those things that we think if we could give an employee a phone, like, that's their, like, sense of security almost, right? On the Maslow's hierarchy, that security is normally like that shelter is almost like your phone these days. Like, if I didn't have my phone, like, I don't even know if I could get back to the airport, you know? I mean, so trying to figure out, how do we take these different kind of wraparound benefits that we think that every care team member is going to look and go, oh, wow, this is great. We're giving them a program where they have an app on their phone. They can talk to a physician 24/7. It costs them $0. Your kid's sick? There, talk to them. Send a script over to CVS.
You know? Wow.
Yeah.
Some really meaningful and thoughtful benefits to reward great team members. So congratulations on your first acquisition. I think that's what I heard.
Yeah.
What type of community is it? What are you guys doing there?
Yeah, it's something that just kind of popped up. We're from Indiana, so that works out. But it was a lady that was actually, she's retiring from working and owning a nursing home because she's going back to school to be a chaplain.
Wow.
She's 80 years old.
Amazing.
She wants to be a chaplain at a hospice. And, you know, we met, we hit it off, we had the same values, and it was awesome. So it's a small building. It's 39 beds, biggest employer in town. It's got a flashing light. It doesn't even have a full light, you know? I mean, there's literally a biker bar right next door.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it's what you might think of, you know, southern rural Indiana.
But yeah. But this lady's probably put her blood, sweat, and tears into this building and 100%. Everything she could give.
Everything that she can give. And, you know, I honestly think that she was so excited for us to be able to step in and kind of give that vision of where we think it can go. Because I think she thought, like, I might have to just close up shop. So, yeah, so it's super exciting to be able to come in and do that. Yeah, it's been great. We've been bootstrapping it right now. I had to miss meetings this morning because I had to do payroll. I mean, you know, somebody has to do it. There's just a handful of us on the team right now.
Wow, but what an exciting time,
man. Yeah, it's fun.
And we'll look forward to tracking and keeping up with your successes.
Did you know that addressing hearing loss can have a positive impact on your overall health? Many studies over the years have explored comorbidities of hearing loss that can include increased fall risk and cognitive decline. Hamilton Cabtel created an infographic on the 7 key comorbidities of hearing loss, available for download right now at hamiltoncabtel.com/7.
And while you're there, take a look around to learn about Hamilton Cabtel's different captioned telephone solutions for home, office, and mobile, as well as the new internet-only option. For more information and eligibility requirements, please visit hamiltoncaptel.com. So from a pipeline standpoint, looking for mainly just acquisitions right now?
Yeah, mainly acquisitions.
Okay.
That's what we're kind of, you know, targeting. We kind of want to do Midwest and kind of Southeast. That's kind of our geographic footprint that we want. We kind of know. We really want to have a regional presence. You know, if you're talking about pipeline on where we want to go, and we think having that regional presence, you have, you know, regional nursing staff and regional operators, that model works better than, you know, flying somebody in from Indianapolis.
Yeah.
You know, I would rather have somebody that's boots on the ground there that is going to know the space and live it and breathe it.
Sure. So from a growth strategy, looking on the 3 to 5 year horizon, where do you think the journey will be?
In 3 to 5 years, really, I think somewhere in that 30 to 50 range is probably the comfortable space that ideally we would love to get to.
Sure.
You know, now that I'm saying that, that's a lot.
You're going to be busy.
That could be coming. We've been busy, you know, just for one, which is shocking, coming from mainly being an operator and really on that operation side. And I've done some strategy work, and now it's a different type of, like, role. And so it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. So when you look at what I will just classify as a mom and pop that you've acquired, I don't know if you have more of those in store or not, but with a mom and pop, I'm assuming probably not highly sophisticated systems. It's a small community. What do you see, like, when Journey comes in to a market like that, what is the value you see that you're really going to bring to that community with what you guys are bringing in.
Yeah, no, and you're exactly right. It is very mom and pop. I'm talking every check was done by hand. PTO was kept in a binder. I mean, our administrator, he's 82 years old.
Amazing.
Everything. I mean, so what we're going to bring is just better systems, more efficient systems. At the end of the day, our hope too is that, yes, we know there's going to be a learning curve. You know, we bring in an EMR, give more time where we can give more patient care,
right?
I mean, where it's not, it takes a while to write everything out and calculate it. I mean, right now, our administrator, he told someone how much they owed and he put it on a tin key and the tape started going. I mean, it was like, it's going to go down in folklore, I promise. Like, and the lady just wrote the check, no questions asked.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's, is the mom and pop feel.
Yeah.
And we, I'll be honest, I mean, we want to maintain a lot of that
you know,
family feel. That's where 100 buildings, we probably don't want to be 100 buildings because
right.
I want to walk in and, you know the people there, right?
Well, and you know, Lucas and I have talked about this so much. What you are describing, you know, I don't know what the stat is. At some point years ago, I looked at it and those mom and pops, the small that owned one to two or three, at some point it was a large percentage of the actual beds in our country.
Yeah.
We're owned by mom and pops, the fabric of our country and our industry. That's how it all started. There is something special about that. And there is something special about someone that takes full ownership of every life in that community. The beauty of what you're talking about is not losing that, but giving them the opportunity to only enhance what they're doing. And that's something pretty special.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, and I think you said it really well. I mean, as far as what we're looking for, I mean, we're just excited about it. And we do. We want everybody to feel like it's, that it's family. Bernie and I were joking. We probably know 3/4 of the staff. I know them all by name because I've been doing their payroll and they don't even know it. I can tell them how old they are. And I don't want to freak them out. But I mean, so it's the fabric of what we want. And you're right. I mean, you know, the mom and pops, that's what started it, right?
Yeah. It's really exciting. It's fun to see, again, your journey and how that's all coming. And awesome to have you as an ambassador.
Yeah.
Man, as busy as you are.
I'm excited about it.
As busy as you guys are, and for you to be able to also think bigger than that and think, you know, how can I further advance the industry, man? It's really appreciated.
I'm excited about it, and I appreciate what you guys do. I mean, for us, because, you know, there's a lot of people, when you think media, you know, they don't sing the praises of what really the care that's being provided day in and day out, right? I mean, you get to hear the bad stories, but as a sector and as an industry, you know, you do care for the people that you take care of.
Well, Lucas and I have often talked about this, and the reason why we started this is because we know, we see boots on the ground. There's so many people like you that are very much influential in the industry, but doing everything for the right reasons. And so for us to just simply be able to share those stories, the success, we feel like that really helps to change the perception of the industry. And it encourages, hopefully, more people to our industry.
Right.
Because, you know, like when I got in the industry, I don't know, 20 years ago, there was not too many folks younger in the industry. So it is fun to be here at NIC and to see all the young executives and entrepreneurs that are entering the space that I would say 20 years ago, that was not a thing that was happening.
I remember when I got in, I was, I don't know why anybody took direction from me when I first started running a building. I've seen pictures like, wow, I looked really young.
You probably were.
I used to always be the youngest guy in the room, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and now it's like, you know, I got gray hair coming in and all this stuff, you know?
Both you and Josh have very similar careers as y'all are, is still young men, but your entire careers have really been spent in the senior housing industry. So what a unique perspective for both of you to be on a similar journey in different marketplaces. So great and fun conversation to have. And I'm excited to hear more. And if you're out there listening, you notice that BTG talks a lot about an ambassador program. You're probably wondering, like, what is that? How do I get involved there? You can go to our website, btgvoice.com. Click ambassador, and you can read all about how to apply to become ambassador, just like Austin Steele did here. Austin, thank you so much for your time today. And appreciate you telling us your story.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
So once again, go to btgvoice.com, download this content and so much more. Connect with us on LinkedIn. We want to hear your story. And thanks for listening to another great episode of Bridge the Gap.
Thanks for listening to Bridge the Gap podcast with Josh and Lucas. Connect with the BTG Network team and use your voice to influence the industry by connecting with us at btgvoice.com.